10 now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. My name is Leland Moreno-Hilburn. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert Combs from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Visitor Information Center. Our guests today are Prescott Area Association of Realtors. We'll be hearing about Prescott Job Fair and New Horizons Disability Empowerment Center, and highlights with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, can you introduce our first guest today?
Sure, Leland, and I want to thank you for sitting in for Sherry Heine.
My pleasure.
For doing Talk of the Town today. Thank you very much. Our first guest is from Prescott Area Association of Realtors, Elizabeth Kennedy, or Liz.
I don't know. I'm kind of proper, you know.
So welcome to the show, Liz.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Lena. Happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we dive into the Prescott Area Association of Realtors.
Okay. Well, I'm here today is to talk about our fundraiser, but my capacity at the board, I am the chair of the Community Service and Outreach Committee, and I'm also on the Government Affairs Committee we call it PAR, but it's Prescott Area Association of Realtors.
Mm-hmm. And I actually said that right. Some people say realtors, or I said realtors, I think.
Tours, yeah.
You're
good.
Right.
Good. Very good, Rob.
Yes.
Well, you guys do a lot of work for the area, surrounding area. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we do. We are all about protecting private homeowners' rights. That's mainly what we are all about, getting all the information out to all the property owners and everything that we can give them any information at all times. Reports, just community facts, things like that. MLS progress reports, our community involvement, everything. You can call the office at any time. We've got quite a staff, wonderful staff, that will give you any help at any time.
Well, Liz, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is all about an ambassador role in welcoming and informing people about the attributes and the virtues of our town. I know that the realtors of PAR are our first line. They have a great deal of exposure to people who have interest in our community, who are seeking a place like ours. And can you tell us a little bit about the role that most realtors undertake in welcoming and informing people to the community?
Well, something I'll do. If they're from California, we get a lot, or even out any other state. You take them around the communities and drive them around, show them what's here. So they think, oh, Prescott, they got pigeonholed. Look, oh, wow, Prescott Valley's kind of nice. Even, go down to Dewey, out to Chino Valley, too. You never know what their actual tastes are until they get here. So right. It's funny how that works.
Well, I know at the Visitor Information Center that I run, we get a lot of referrals coming in, folks coming in, and we always refer them to the Prescott Area Association of Realtors because you guys kind of know real estate. So
we should.
Yeah. And they have some kind of wild questions, so we kind of throw them your way a little bit. So thank you for that.
Oh, that's what we're there for.
Well, Liz, as you introduced, the PAR is about ensuring homeowners' rights, and that's through information and that's through understanding the legalities of it. Can you tell us a little bit about the professionalism that PAR really seeks? I know that there's ongoing training opportunity all the time for realtors and really keeping up everyone to standards, correct?
Exactly. We have so many education classes to attend. We have GRI classes, which is a Graduate Real Estate Institute, which is something you get. It's the wealth of information, because you're thrown out there kind of. You get your license and, here I am. They don't really give you the nuts and bolts of the business, of course. They're not, ADRE's not required to do that. So the education is so important for the new realtors to come and take the classes, and even old ones to brush up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think those maintaining standards is what represents the profession. Throughout, there's maybe a bad egg here and there, but I think on the greater extent, our community is well represented by the members of PAR.
Yeah, the National Association of Realtors is now asking for more professionalism in industry itself too. So they're coming down to the local levels and stepping us up too. So.
And isn't it true that, the industry's changed quite a bit? Before you talked, just earlier you talked about introducing people to the community, taking them around, and so on and so forth. In today's age, the technology, many of the buyers are really quite savvy about what's going on in the market, homes that are for sale, and so on and so forth. And in some cases, they're kind of directing the realtor as to their preferences and whatnot.
Sure. They know more than we do.
Well, that would help you out quite a bit, I would think, in their search.
Yeah, but it's with the technology, it's instantaneous to show a house. You get a text. Somebody actually, an agent called me the other day. They're sitting right in front of my listing. can we go in? I said, I call my client, sure, come on in.
Yep.
So,
well, and that's it. The technology is a great aid to the realtors as well in on being able to provide a vast amount of information, be very responsive, all of that. How is PAR continuing to develop technology for the realtors and for clients?
Yeah, we just added GoPAR, which is a service like Flex, but it actually the client and the realtor see the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an advanced search with maps and areas that kind of went away with Flex. So GoPAR is a brand new tool that we have, and people are working with it. And sometimes people want to go back to the Flex or GoPAR, mm-hmm. but GoPAR's could be a great tool moving forward.
Great. Thanks, Liz. Tell us about your involvement in the community. I'm sure I know you guys are Prescott Area Associated Realtors. You know, I'm not great on acronyms, so that's why I always say the name. I want folks to remember the name. I know you guys are very active in the community. Tell us about some of the events that you may have coming up.
Okay. The first event is our first fundraiser of the year. Actually, it's our inaugural one. It's called Hats for Hope. We have teamed up with the Prescott Firefighters Charities to do a fundraiser on March 23rd, Saturday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And Dr. Scary, with his kindness, has opened his home for us to have this fundraiser. And he will cater it for us, too, which is unbelievable. And then Prescott Area Associated Realtors is teaming up to provide the media and the outlets to promote this fundraiser. We have a task force that has picked up various areas of the fundraiser. They came to us, the Prescott Firefighter Charities came to us, and what a great organization, because they've donated so much money in the past to burn victims, the Yarnell Hot Shots fund, and Make-A-Wish, Yavapai Food Bank. They have a Camp Courage burn camp open, which is where some of these funds will probably go to.
Mm-hmm. And that's a yearly event, too. Out in Groom Creek.
Right. Well, this is an inaugural one, so they've got quite a few things going on.
Yes.
Prescott Firefighters.
Where can folks get information on this special event or to purchase tickets?
Tickets can be purchased online through the designated link at www.prescottffcharities.org. Or by visiting the event Facebook page at bit.ly/2SFTYI.
Or they could probably call just about any realtor in town, I would imagine, for information. I would hope they would know about all that. Or PAR, office.
Yeah, call the Prescott Area Association of Realtors office.
Mm-hmm.
Give any information they have. It's the website. They go to the website, www.prescottffcharities.org. Prescottffcharities.org, and it'll give them all the information. And we are selling tickets, and we are asking for sponsors. We do have two sponsors right now, and the first one is Yavapai Title. Everybody knows who Yavapai Title is. They've got, three offices. Don't get mad at me. Three offices in Prescott, one in Prescott Valley, another one in Chino Valley. They've been the oldest title company here in Yavapai County.
Mm-hmm.
Is Caltex. They are a private communication and a security company, and they are also a sponsor. We are selling tickets. They're $45 each or two for $75. And our sponsorship levels are $2,000 when you will receive 10 tickets to the fundraiser, recognition at the event, recognition on the radio and social media posts on Facebook, Instagram, leading up to the event. $1,000, you get 5 tickets and all the rest of that. $500, 4 tickets to the fundraiser, and $200 is 2 tickets.
Well, that sounds great. Well, Liz, share with us again that website again where folks can actually, they can sign up for sponsorships, I would imagine.
Yes.
And to purchase tickets at the same
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
One more time on that one.
Okay, www.prescott. fsandfrankcharities.org.
Tremendous. Liz, we've really enjoyed hearing from you, and I want to thank you for your leadership within PAR and holding those professional standards and helping PAR give back to the community in the ways that it's, it does. I want to encourage everyone to participate in this charity. It is extensive, and it indeed is Hats for Hope.
Yes, everything goes to the firefighters, charities. Nothing. Prescott Air Association Realtors is just promoting it and
thank you for doing
it.
That. That's wonderful.
Thanks.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. I'm Leland Reynold-Hilburn, and you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, please introduce our next guest.
We have kind of a special guest right sitting to my left here, Laura Warney. She actually has worked for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce alongside me. It's a pleasure to work with Laura. She's a pretty dang hard worker for us, and she does a lot of events for us, and today she's going to talk about the Prescott Job Fair. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
It's fun seeing you on the end of a mic.
Yeah.
Instead of in the office, but it's kind of fun, so you guys can't see us, but we're having a great time here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us about the Job Fair coming up.
Well, it's the Prescott Job Fair. It's a Yavapai College Gymnasium on, where are we, Wednesday, March 27th from 3 to 6 p.m., what's new this year is that we've changed the time to evening hours because in previous years we've done it in the midday, and we have a pretty solid turnout, but it's really exciting to have the afternoon and evening hours to attract job seekers who maybe are in class, high schoolers, and those who are employed and able to break away from their job a little early to see what employers' opportunities are at the job fair.
And this is, the Prescott Job Fair is kind of an annual event.
It is,
correct?
It's every year.
Mm-hmm. This is the fourth or fifth that I can remember, or is it more than that?
Oh, it's been, I don't know the exact date. I know it's over a decade, though.
I guess time flies for me.
Yes, and I would like to acknowledge everybody who serves on our committee to make this happen. Catherine Anderson with the Regional Economic Development Center at Yavapai College. Dave Myers with Goodwill Industries of Central and Northern Arizona. Beth Earle, Workforce Specialist, Arizona at Work. Patrick Kirkendall, DES, Employment Services. Art Askew with NACOG. Cheryl Gillum, Workforce Development Coordinator with U.S. Vets. And David LaVertu with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And this is our team of people that make this job fair happen. And we have something special at this job fair. We are opening our doors a half hour early at 2:30 to allow exhibitors to welcome those who are veterans, U.S. military veterans, and those who are age 55 and older to give them an opportunity to navigate the room with more ease before the rest of the crowd takes their place inside the
gymnasium. Are you saying we're 55 and over, we're a little bit slower?
Well, maybe you are.
So, I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, you're so nice. So register early. The registration and sponsorship opportunities are still available through March 3rd, which is Sunday. You can do that online, and you can email katherine.anderson@yc.edu. The sponsors we have right now are Yavapai College, Fry's Food Stores, Prescott Honda, Goodwill of Central and Northern Arizona, Fan Contracting, and Lifeline Ambulance. So thank you to those organizations. Please support them and express your thanks for helping us make this job fair happen.
Yes. Laura, thank you. And to understand, you talk about registration. Is that for businesses to participate and have an opportunity then to seek job seekers?
Yes.
Right.
So the registration form is for hiring employers. This is for those businesses in our community who have job openings or will have job openings through the summer. If there are any employers looking to hire summer help, this is a great opportunity to register. And the registration includes your table and chairs and refreshments at the job fair for the exhibitors. We try to make it really nice for you. So please do register, and let's fill up that gymnasium with hiring employers.
Is there a cost to the employers for such?
Yes. The cost is, for chamber members, it's $50. For exhibitors who are not chamber members, it is $60. And that can be a chamber member of any of the three chambers, Chino Valley, Prescott Valley, or Prescott. After that deadline, the exhibitor's cost is $95 for late registration. And the sponsorship opportunities, which give you a lot of benefits at the job fair, is $250, and I can give you more information about that if you call the chamber, or please contact Katherine Anderson at Yavapai College.
How about online? Can folks register online for the job fair, too, to have a booth?
No, they have to. They can
they
email.
They do need to come in.
They email Katherine, and she'll take care of their registration.
Okay, mm-hmm. And we do have those applications at the Visitor Information Center right downtown mm-hmm. at the chamber office, so come on down
and pick
those up.
And they're online to download. They're PDFs online.
Okay.
You can
mm-hmm.
download, but you're just not able to click and then
I understand.
Register.
Sure, great. Tell us how many folks usually come out to the Prescott Job Fair.
We have approximately 300 job seekers each year that attend. Sometimes it's more.
That's a big number.
It is a big number.
Yeah.
And we fill up the gym. It's a great, great time. And we always have Veterans Row along the one wall in the gym, and that's resources and services for veterans in our community who are looking for jobs or need assistance. There will also be online connected computers, I'm trying to picture the corner in the room, for job seekers to do online applications. So any employers in the gym who may not have paper applications, but they can be directed to those computers and they can do their applications online. But face-to-face time with these HR people.
Nice.
And don't be presumptuous. Just because you walk by a caregiving agency doesn't mean that they're just hiring caregivers.
So you're actually going to a job interview.
Yeah.
Nice.
They may be hiring
nice.
A bookkeeper.
Nice.
And just because you walk by Fan Contracting doesn't mean that they necessarily need an equipment operator. Yeah. They may need an HR person. So don't sell yourself short as a job seeker. Really look at what these job these employers are advertising at this event. It's a really great opportunity.
At what point would job seekers be able to see online the specific employers that will be represented there?
That will be on the Chamber, Prescott Chamber website by the end of the week, and it is presently on the Yavapai College website, and it may be on our partner websites, Goodwill, NACOG, Arizona at Work, et cetera.
And Yavapai College website is
yc.edu.
And the Prescott Chamber is prescott.org.
Yep.
Very good. Robert, you alluded to the fact this really is, and we know the old adage, you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Right.
This is about presenting yourself in the most professional way as you are adamantly looking for employment,
yes,
wanting to impress those employers.
Right.
Do you have some guidelines, perhaps, or are there guidelines with regards to information on the websites that help people prepare for this?
Yes, I have a couple of answers to that. First of all, on the employer side, we are sending the employers a best practices guide so they can be prepared to attract employers. One of the strongest things these employers can do is have a list on the table of all the positions that they're advertising to hire. On the job seeker side, we encourage them to dress professionally, have a resume in hand, be prepared with any of your background work histories to, you know, complete an application to the best of your ability. Mm-hmm. But just having face-to-face time with these employers is great. And as you're looking at our websites to see what jobs are available and what employers are hiring, that gives you time to do your due diligence in advance to see what opportunities are out there.
So yes, come prepared with your resume, dress properly. And who knows, you may walk out the door with a new job.
Right.
There have been
employers
that hire on the spot, you bet. Yeah,
very nice.
With regards to being prepared, do you know of resources, Yavapai Community College, perhaps through the Chamber, other resources in which high school graduates, new job seekers, or people who really want to kind of move up in better jobs, resources for developing a resume?
Yes.
Perhaps not everyone's...
People can find those resources at Goodwill Industries. They have a career center. And also NACOG has that opportunity as well. So those are two places they can go and receive free services to help develop a resume, help encourage them in polishing their soft skills, and encouraging them how to speak, what kinds of questions to ask, what to look for during the interview itself.
Very good. Mm-hmm. The door is opening early for veterans and or 55 and older.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just to have them have a place in line. This is really they'll have an opportunity before others.
The employers
to
will be
meet
ready
with
to
the employers, correct?
Welcome them and talk with them. Yes.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I forgot to admit, those who are physically disabled in some way would also be allowed early entry for mm-hmm. that purpose, to give them a little more flexibility and freedom to navigate the room without the crowds. So
again, can you tell us the location?
Yavapai College Gymnasium, 1100 East Sheldon Street. It is on March 27th, which is a Wednesday, 3:00 to 6:00.
Sounds great. Well, thanks for all the work you do, and I know firsthand all the work that goes into this because I get to see all the work that you do, Laura, so thank you for that. We're doing this every year. This
happy
is just one of the many events that Laura kind of puts together
event,
for
yes,
us.
Yes, very much so.
Laura, thank you for how you contribute to these events and how they benefit the community. It's substantial. Just another example of the value of being a Prescott Chamber of Commerce member or any Chamber of Commerce member in our region. Are we promoting this amongst all the other chambers? You said that any business of a chamber regionally can participate at the chamber member price. Are the other chambers promoting this equally?
The other chamber members are aware of the event. I know that Chino Valley has their own job fair, and mm-hmm. Prescott Valley has their own job fair, and we have them in different seasons. So yeah, depending on the employer and depending on the job seeker, they have those three opportunities to look for work in the area. And yes.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, I can appreciate that this is a tremendous opportunity for people to come to know employers, and that's why I was eager to understand if there is going to be a list on the websites mm-hmm. that will define those employers offering jobs.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, people don't necessarily know where to look, and to your point, not to think that by the title they are limited to just one type of vocation.
Yes.
That as a business, they have a front office, they have a back office, they have all types of jobs
mm-hmm.
that they're probably hiring for.
Right.
And again, seek out this information, understand the employers in our area, and be confident that there's plenty of opportunity.
Yes, and take your time at the job fair. It's running for 3 hours.
Very good. Laura, again, thank you for all you do for the Chamber. And we encourage everyone to participate in this job fair and find greater opportunities in our area. You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, your heart care team. You want the best when it comes to your heart care. Diagnostic testing, treatment, and follow-up care should be in the hands of an experienced team. At YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, our approach to superior cardiovascular care combines state-of-the-art technology with highly skilled, experienced physicians who have a passion for what they do. That means top-quality care. And we'll work closely with your other healthcare providers to keep them informed every step of the way, all with the support of YRMC's comprehensive resources right at your side. Exceptional heart care with a caring touch. Convenient locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley. YRMC Physician Care Cardiology. Meet the team. You'll be in good hands. Visit YRMC.org to learn more.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Workers at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport are gearing up for what is usually their busiest month of the year. Spokesman Greg Roybal says the weather is great in March, and there are numerous events that entice people to come to the state.
Spring training is a popular destination. The Ticket Guardian 500 NASCAR weekend at the ISM Raceway is going to be held in mid-March.
Roybal says travelers should do the same things they might do during the holiday travel season.
But to confirm their flight status with their airline before they even come to the airport, just to make sure their flight is on time and not delayed or canceled.
Legal sports betting in Arizona could be possible if a bill the Senate Appropriations Committee passed Tuesday becomes law.
Under SB 1163, Indian tribes already in gaming compacts would have exclusive rights to sports betting. Gaming devices would also be okay in bars. The San Carlos Apache tribe among several against the bill.
Sports betting should renegotiate as a part of the tribal state compact negotiations.
Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Sunny skies today and tomorrow, mostly sunny Friday and Saturday, with highs Thursday through Sunday around 58 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling after bedtime to near 33, a 30% chance for a brief Saturday afternoon shower. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling late tonight to near 38, then mostly sunny highs tomorrow through Sunday in the mid to upper 60s, with the same chance for a brief Saturday shower. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
ever heard of used cars for a dollar? Used cars for a buck? Let me say it again. Used cars for only $1. It's Lamb Chevrolet's annual indoor car sale this Saturday only. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and this huge indoor sale is set to be our biggest used car event of the year. This is our 16th annual indoor car sale. We've got 40,000 square feet, all indoors, packed with inventory. Every vehicle will have a price clearly marked on the windshield, some for only a dollar. And we've got plenty of cars for only $2,000 or $3,000. We have vehicles for everyone, whether you're in the market for a $100 car or a $30,000 car. No negotiations will be necessary. Vehicles will be discounted up to 50%. These cars are on a first-come, first-served basis. Doors open at 9 a.m. this Saturday, so come early for the best selection. Don't miss the biggest used car sale event of the year. It's Lamb Chevrolet's huge indoor sale this Saturday, 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. I'm your guest host, Leland Moreno-Hilburn, and you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, please introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Leland. I'd be happy to. Our next guest is from New Horizons Disability Empowerment Center. And we have Mr. David Siegler here, who has been on the show before. But we have a special guest here, too, Nick Perry, which is the president of the Board of Directors. Welcome, both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about New Horizons.
Well, I was going to open with that, with Nick Perry, president of the Board of Directors.
Well, you can do that.
New Horizons Disability and Empowerment Center.
There you go.
And we're located in Prescott Valley. And we cover all of Yavapai County, and we help
and
people.
Beyond.
And other.
And beyond, yes.
And beyond, yes.
Well,
and
tell the folks kind of what that entails. A lot of folks, when they see the name, they say, well, what is that exactly?
Well, we, as it says, we're an empowerment for disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And we help anybody that has any kind of disability that can go anywhere they have to go to. And we help that with our transportation center, thank you.
Right.
And we have 19 buses running here in this area in Yavapai County and five up in Navajo.
I was going to say, I see you all over town. So
yes, we are. All
I know
over
you guys
town,
do a great service for our
and
community.
And we help people get to their jobs and to the doctor's offices and to their appointments and all sorts of things that they need to get to. We're transporting these people all over Yavapai County to where they need to go to. And it's just a tremendous opportunity for anybody that has a disability to be able to get out in the world and get going again and be empowered to be out there and just do a lot of things for the
county. Absolutely. I love that word, empowerment.
It's a great word, and it's a true word for us because we're not trying to give people stuff. We're trying to help people help themselves. We're really a bootstrap group, and we do more than transportation, but if you want to be independent, if you want to be in control of your own life,
yes,
mobility is the key to that. You can't have a job if you can't get to the job. You'll be a shut-in without mobility. I mean, so the transportation is a key thing in this community here. But we also have jobs programs where we help people learn what it takes to get a job, maybe for the first time, teach them some job skills if that's appropriate, and then we'll also work with the employer to make sure that that they understand who's coming in and what special needs that they might have and can accommodate them from day one so nobody gets surprised.
And we are one of the largest empowerment centers for disabilities in this area.
Absolutely. In fact, we have the largest disability transport fleet in northern Arizona. And it might be across the entire state because in Phoenix area and in Tucson, we don't need a lot of transportation. They have metro. They have a lot of public transportation. Here, we're very limited. Now, we do have great folks at Yavapai Regional Transit, but that's not enough. And especially we're talking about the special needs that many of our clients have. Mm-hmm. But again, we're going to help them get independent. We're going to help them remain independent. We're going to restore their liberty when it's been stripped away. So transportation is key. Employment is key. We also have a lot of small groups. Everybody, it's important to note that my staff and my board are people with disabilities. We are a peer-centered group. So we, all right, a good friend of mine at 29 just had a stroke on Friday. Out of the hospital, doing great. But he's got a couple of wandering ideas. He's not quite sure what's going to happen next. They've released him from care, and he's going to go back and get more. But what will really help him is to sit down with somebody who also has had a stroke and to hear what's coming from the person's perspective. People with disabilities have a lot of doctors in our lives. Sometimes it's important to get some extra attention from the people who've been down that road. So we offer small groups for people with Alzheimer's, with arthritis, with multiple chemical sensitivities, people in wheelchairs. Oh, in fact, we also have some activities that are absolutely fabulous. We are just starting up the only wheelchair basketball team in Yavapai County.
Wow, that's fun.
Fabulous. Now, I must mention that those are specialty chairs, and they cost about $5,000 to $6,000 each. So if anybody's feeling generous today, that's a great cause. But part of what we do is try to get people out and active. We have a sports and fitness center. Mm-hmm. We call it the No Judgment Gym. The guy who is our trainer is in a wheelchair. I haven't been into a gym in 20 years. I'm thin, I'm wiry, I'm broken, I don't like to work out, and I certainly am going to feel a little intimidated going into a big gym and some thick-necked guy named Gunther is going to get me going. That's a little bit more than I want to take, so we can take smaller steps at the gym.
David or Nick, I'd like to ask you, talk about advocacy for those with disabilities and helping them with empowerment. Connecting them to the community. What other organizations do you work with to kind of create a seamless opportunity for those people with disabilities?
Nothing seamless about it. Lots of seams, lots of gaps, especially up here. But we work with just about everybody we can. We created the Disability Empowerment Campus, which now houses the American Legion Post 140, which is a service post, non-smoking, non-drinking post. I'm the only one like it in the country right now. We just got some national press with the American Legion about that. We also work with an in-home care provider called Ability 360. We partner with almost every nonprofit in Prescott and Prescott Valley to provide transportation in crises, with the women's shelter PAWS. We work with some veterans employment groups, U.S. vets. We work with the VA. In the springtime and the summertime, we take a total of about 25 to 30 veterans from the ADOMS down to Canyon Lake to participate in a program called Day at the Lake. And they go wheelchair water skiing. Amazing thing to see.
Wow.
There's activities for everybody out there.
Yeah.
We just need to find them and get them going. We just had a golf tournament where we stood wheelchair people up in a special piece of equipment that stood them upright so they could take a full swing. We can do anything that everybody else can do. We just need to do it a little differently.
Well, you talk about finding them. How is it that they find you? And what is your intake process? You know, once someone contacts you, how do you engage with them to understand their needs and level of current empowerment? Where do you go from there?
It depends on what they're looking for. We do a lot of information and referral, which is virtually no intake. What do you need? What are you looking for? How do you find it? But it's not just telling them a phone number to call. We're going to tell them what to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because sometimes you say the wrong word and your help dies.
Mm-hmm.
So we empower people through self-advocacy. We teach them how to help themselves.
That is very important to ask the correct question, for sure.
Absolutely. And then to know where to go to get the help. Not
right.
Everybody does everything. Mm-hmm. So we help to fine-tune that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we also have, I mentioned small groups, and some people require a little bit longer help. We have a lighter intake process, couple paperwork forms, but it's just so we can track what's going on and making sure that they're getting helped.
I also get out and talk to a lot of corporations and people in that area talking about what we do and how we do it and who we are and getting the word out to all the places around here that mm-hmm. we are here now and we're really coming along really good.
Well,
and
I know at the Visitor Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, we get there's a lot of older folks and people with disabilities wanting to come to this area, and that's kind of almost the first question they ask, like, how do I get around? Do you have a bus system in town, which we know is we do, but it's not great. So that's when your name comes up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's and when we the work New with... Horizons come up, and we have your brochure downtown, and we'll mail that to them so they have more information than probably they asked for, but at least they know that, yes, we can help you in Prescott, Arizona.
We've actually had people move here from many other states and two countries to be closer to us.
Mm-hmm.
One of the groups that we work very closely with is a multiple chemical sensitivity group.
Yeah.
These are people who are allergic to just about everything in the world. They're allergic to your fabric softener in your clothing. We'll set them off. And it can be wheezing and it can be health damaging the consequences. But we have some resources here in the community, and we have an expert on staff who makes sure that people find out what's available and where to get it. And that's a lot of what we do is really connect people to other resources.
Right.
We were actually started, our very first contract came from YEI, Yavapai Exceptional Industries.
Yes.
We all know
those
are great guys. But you know, we're trying to work with everybody who needs it as far as whatever they need, transportation, small groups, referral. Now we're starting some youth in transition programming across the entire state, where we're helping youth. You know, once you graduate from high school, if you're disabled, the resources that are there to help you disappear.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where to get them anymore. They were just given to you in school, and now you have to go get them. So we help teach the students not just how to survive in life, but how to survive with a full life if you're disabled.
This is tremendous, and all that you can provide and the way in which you're connected with other resources. How is it that someone contacts you? What is the phone number? What is the website? Where are your offices located?
Well, first of all, I hate giving letters over radio. I don't have the best speech, but the first letter of each part of our names, New Horizons Disability Empowerment Center.org. So it's NHDEC.org. Or call 928-772-1266, and we'd be happy to help you. Those are the best two ways, and we're working with some online stuff. This time next year, people will be able to find their rides and schedule their transportation on the computer, if they so choose. We're always going to be here with real people. Not everybody can sit through a computer screen for that long, but we're here striving to find out where those gaps are.
Or come on down to the Visitor Center. We have the New Horizons brochure.
Absolutely.
Pick it right up. We have it outside, too, for you. So.
And if you're a nonprofit that needs a little bit of meeting space,
yep.
We have meeting space, and we're not
very
charging
nice.
For that right now. We have the No Judgment Gym. We have a lot of reasons to come down and take a look and see what we're
Nick,
doing.
You spoke of your outreach to corporations and businesses in our area. Mm-hmm. Is that to open their eyes, their minds to the hiring of people with disabilities? Are you showing how you are providing resource to those who are disabled so that they are, in fact, eligible as productive workers?
Right. Basically the same. Getting in to know who we are, finding out where to find us, mm-hmm. and finding out if they have a disabled person, how we can help them, how we can get them in, what we can do to put in furniture for them and have their desk put upright and everything that needs to be done for a disabled person that needs to come into their office and start working at their company.
So to understand clearly, you can help an employer augment that employee's workspace so
yes.
that they can best engage and be most productive.
That's very true.
That's
absolutely.
Tremendous.
Absolutely.
Also, we also all of our walls are sensitive fixed so that when you come in, there's no problem with if you have a sensitive problem. Mm-hmm.
We talked about the multiple chemical sensitivity.
Yes, yes.
Drywall has formaldehyde in it. We rebuilt our building with no chemicals.
Yeah.
It is a chemical-free building. However, I know we have only a minute left, and one of the best ways to get to know us better is to join us for our annual gala. It is a dinner, auction, dancing, informational seminar. It's coming up May 18th. It's $50 a ticket. We have sponsorships that range from $500 to $2,000. All, of course, they include seats. It's being held at the St. Michael's Hotel. It is a fabulous activity, a fabulous night. We're going to have Sky Daddy and the Pop Rockets doing our music. And for anybody who goes out in Prescott, they play everywhere. Mm-hmm. Fabulous band. It is going to be a wonderful night, but we're missing one thing. You. The listener, you, log on to our website, www.nhdec.org, and check out our gala, big banner ad there. Click on that. We'll take your payments online if you want. And if you don't want to go, you can buy the tickets, and we'll sponsor them to somebody who would like to go who can't afford it, usually one of our clients or staff.
May 18th at 5 p.m.
May 18th, 5 p.m.
St. Michael's. It was fabulous last year, and it's going to be even fabulous or more this year.
Absolutely.
Building on success.
Absolutely are.
Tremendous.
And with that, the last thing I wanted to mention, if we have time, is the AZEEI, Arizona Education and Empowerment Initiative. We're now teaching classes for free. It's an 6 to 8 week program, but we're teaching people all about the disability culture, history, and the movement, and getting them engaged in their communities now. So we're teaching people the skills that they need to sit on boards and councils and commissions to work with government instead of just standing there complaining that something's not right.
Yes.
We want to get people involved in being the solution.
You're empowering them.
Exactly. Empowering them to empower themselves to work with the communities to accomplish more with a whole lot less effort.
And if you see one of our big white buses that says New Horizons on the side, wave to them.
Indeed. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at prescottdirt.com.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. This is Leland Moreno Hilburn. You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, just a few moments. Do you have some highlights from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce you'd like to share?
Oh, my gosh, do we have highlights. We're so busy downtown, but we're having a good time, too, at the Visitor Information Center and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. The first thing I'm going to start off with, if you didn't know about it already, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce has a great gift certificate program, which is a shopping experience, bringing customers to your door. It's shop local, brick and mortar. It's our members have gift certificates downtown. Come on down. They're in $10 denominations, $25 and $50, and they're good at a lot of different local businesses in the downtown area. It's been a really nice program. Come on down, check it out, ask us all about it. We'll show you all about it. So that's just one of the big deals I want to talk about. We do have some chamber events coming up. The Prescott Chamber Night, which is the Northern Arizona Suns basketball game, which everybody knows, is out at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. And that will be Tuesday, March 19th at 6:30 p.m. The doors will open at 5. It's only $25. It's a special rate, and that includes food, beverage, great seats, and you can reserve your seat by contacting Laura, who was here today with us, at laura@prescott.org, or give us a call at the chamber at 445-2000 and just ask about the chamber night with the Arizona Suns.
Tremendous. A lot of exciting things going on in our community as the seasons unfold. And always check with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Many businesses have events, and they publicize those through the chamber itself. It has been my pleasure. This is Leland Moreno Hilburn, guest host for Talk of the Town. You have been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.